I don't know. Those three little words are hard for some of us to say. A local author and creative writing instructor explored why in a book about the power of admitting to our own ignorance. In the process, Lee Hager-Cohen learned that the more forthright we are about what we don't know, the easier things become. As we mark the 10th anniversary of WBUR's Ideas and Opinions page, here's Lee Hager-Cohen's essay, first published a decade ago.
On the first day of class, I'm expected to discuss academic integrity with my college writing students. I used to do this in dutifully unimaginative fashion, directing students to the institutional handbook with its definitions of plagiarism, cheating, and collusion. The students would manage to look bored, resentful, and anxious all at once. Talk about starting the semester on a high note. Then I began to wonder why academic dishonesty occurs in the first place. Is the price of honesty too high? What if we could eliminate the perceived cost, at least within the small community of our own classroom? What possibilities might arise if we addressed what lay at the heart of the matter? So now, instead of going over the written policy, I tell them about my friend Mary. You know when you're with someone you want to impress, I ask? Maybe you're feeling kind of dumb, like you're worried you'll be found out, and the person mentions a book or a writer in this tone, like, naturally, you know what I'm talking about. And even though you have no clue, you do that thing where you squint and give this thoughtful little nod. By now, the students are grinning. You know what my friend Mary does in that situation? She says, I don't know that book. I've never heard of that person. Sometimes one or two students will laugh out loud. A while back, I continue, I made up my mind to be brave like Mary. Ask me how I've done. Their eyebrows go up. Not that great, I confess. It's ridiculous. Sometimes I still catch myself faking it. I ask them why they think this is. And so we talk about fear. My fear, theirs, all of ours. Fear that revealing our ignorance will undermine our status, block our advancement, maybe even get us kicked out of the group. Desperate to belong, we pretend to have knowledge we lack, which, of course, creates more distance, insecurity, and loneliness. If only we felt free to say, I don't know. If our culture placed less value on judging and gatekeeping, and instead honored vulnerability. After all, the condition of being human involves an awful lot of not knowing. The more we're able to acknowledge this, the more unabashedly we may inhabit our own skins. Only then might we begin to see one another more truly and enter into real community.